at the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. I'm your host, Michael McCallum. This is an internet broadcasting podcast brought to you by Rebel Pictures and the Michigan Business Network. I do want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors, River City Studios, Bad Trip Designs, 517 Living, my very own Rebel Pictures, Blue Heaven Pictures, The Robin Theater, and Meta Collective. So these are all wonderful Michigan companies, a lot of them local right here in Lansing. I do want to go through just a couple quick news things. So some updates with Rebel Pictures. Really proud that one of our newest horror films, short films that was made for the 48-hour film project in Detroit that was horror-based, Bequeathed, has just been accepted into its first festival outside of that competition. So it's going to play at the Snake Alley Festival of Film in Iowa. And it's also playing alongside, really proud of this, Deadbolt, Breaking Wheel, and the music video that we did for Jen Siggett, Love is Wild. So speaking of Jen Siggett, in studio is Michigan songbird, our diamond, Jen Siggett. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
I always love, like, you cringe at that. Like, there's just, I got to say, too. So a lot of the time when we have musicians in studio, we like to have them play. But I thought, let's just talk. When I picked Jen up to come do the show, she was actually very thrilled to not play. Because, you know, it becomes one of those things. Like, it's what you do. You love it. But sometimes it's nice to not have to perform.
Yeah, not have to lug a guitar around with you. Yeah.
Exactly. So we're talking about Love is Wild, the music video that Rebel Pictures did for you. And, you know, let's share with, I mean, the audience knows because we posted both of us a lot on social media about it. But let's talk about the Independent Music Awards.
Yeah. Well, I had it suggested to me by someone I was working with named Liz Storm, who's an old friend of mine. And she said, hey, you should really think about sending some of your music to these awards. There's a lot of great people involved. It might open some doors for you. And, you know, honestly, going in, I thought I had pretty much zero chance of anything getting anything, achieving any kind of, you know, top five or whatever. And then to have not only a song, but then also the music video, everything. But yeah, being the top five of my first time entering was pretty amazing. Some other people in my songwriter category, Best Americana Song is one of the nominations. And one of the other people in the category, she has several Emmys, you know, so that's it's another level. Yeah, no, it's another level.
If she lost one, it'd be like, well, just switch them around on the shelf. You can't even tell. If her cleaning lady like knocked one over and broke it, it'd be like, she won't even know. She has several of them.
She has too many, yeah. They have to buy them all too, by the way. You have to buy those awards. They are not free, and they are not cheap either.
Yep. I know it not from an Emmy standpoint, but there's been a bunch of festivals that are like, oh, cool, it won such and such. And it's like, well, that award is $200.
Yeah. Get your picture taken, you know. Go to the conference or the award ceremony. Get your photo taken with one and just call it good.
You know,
hang the photo on the wall.
I mean, I think if you know, it's one of those, yes, just to be nominated is great, especially for this, because when Liz Storm, both of you reached out to me that the music video was also nominated, or I was, for Best Director for a music video. It was cool because so many times when I put a project together, even if it's for somebody else, like a music video, nobody sends it anywhere. It's like I have to do a majority of that work myself. So I thought, like, oh, shit, that is so great. I'm so fucking happy that somebody else did, like, send it somewhere, you know? And I think sometimes, too, with other film people and actors, they don't get independently that you should be doing some of that legwork, or at least saying, I'm not asking them to pay for stuff, but for them to say, hey, I found out this festival, why don't we submit to this?
Yeah.
They don't usually do that. Where independently, you have to.
Yeah.
I was talking with a good friend, Ben Graham, recently, and great local artist as well. But we were discussing about how nobody wants to toot their own horn, but you have to independently, or people don't know.
Right, yeah.
You know? All these other people have teams of publicists and organizers and everything to help. We're doing all of that ourselves.
Correct.
So It's About Time is the name of the new album. You can go to jensigget.com and order your copies there. It's on iTunes, correct?
Yep, on iTunes, all the things, Spotify's, and you can get it almost anywhere, so no excuses.
No just bootlegs, kidding. Though.
No bootlegs.
We'll find you.
I have seen old copies of my first record on sale for $50 to $60. I'm not joking.
What?
It's ridiculous. None of that money's coming to me, you guys.
Yeah, see, that's...
And I'm making any of that money.
No. So, you know... We should eventually sometime like down the road figure out getting like another pressing of that, because I think there's a want for it.
Must be.
Yeah, because it's like now there's like an exclusivity with it because it's out of print, you know.
Yeah,
people, that's so weird for me on like Amazon and stuff where they'll sell stuff like ridiculously expensive that you go, come on, man.
Yep. And I also had the CD. One time I had the case out at a show. I had like a few years back, I had all the titles out and it was sold out, but I had one on display just so you could see. Someone stole the display one. I'm not joking. So maybe you're right.
Wow.
There might be something to this.
That's weird.
It's so weird.
So on that note, with theft and stealing from an artist, shame on you wherever you are. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back at the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. Rebel Pictures, Michigan Business Network.